Any economist will tell you that the unemployment number is an approximation. No single number can actually represent the complexities of our labor situation here in the States. There are also underemployed workers. There are discouraged workers, workers who have jobs but still collect their unemployment check. And there's an even larger elephant in the unemployment line. It's the disappearing worker. Because there's no doubt that our workforce is shrinking, and that's helping to bring the jobless rate down as well. It's a fact. Joining us now to do the numbers, Betsy Stevenson, a former chief economist with the Labor Department. And Betsy, let's first talk about the shrinking workforce. Why is it getting smaller?
Well, there are three reasons that the labor force is getting smaller. The first reason is that we have an aging population. So we have a lot more people who are transitioning into a period in their life when they tend to work less. That's the baby boomers hitting retirement age. But it's not just that. It's actually increasing longevity. So people who are currently, you know, much older in their 80s and their 90s are actually living longer, and they're living longer at a period when they're working less. The second reason is that we actually have people staying in school longer, and labor force participation rates among students are just much, much lower than among people enrolled in school. So right now, you know, the labor force participation rate of youth ages 16 to 24 is only 39%. But it's worth keeping in mind that that comes from a labor force participation rate of 22% among high school students, which ratchets up to 46% among college students, and it's 80% among those who aren't in school at all. So we have people staying in school longer. The more you stay in school, the more likely you are to be in one of those lower participation rates. And then there's the third factor, and this is the sort of more concerning factor, which is that you know, we simply have lower labor force participation among what should be working age adults, people who should be in the labor market. And that actually has two parts to it. One is just the bad economy. So the bad economy is in there for sure. But it's also the case that there have been longer run trends where we've seen, particularly among less educated men, that even in their prime working years, ages 25 to 54, they've been slightly less likely to participate in the labor force. And those declines have been ongoing for a while.
That's Betsy Stevenson, a former chief economist with the Labor Department. Also with us is Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for our co-producer WNYC. These things that Betsy is talking about there, Charlie, some of them seem recent and some of them seem like pretty long-term trends that have nothing to do with the recession.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing this trend of the labor force participation rate, which is the number of people who are working and the number of people who are looking for work. To be counted as unemployed, you need to be looking for work in the last 4 weeks. It really peaked in the early 2000s. It was about 67%. The population was considered in the workforce. That has slowly been declining. The last report we got last week, it was down to 63.6%. And this has been this sort of very steady decline. I mean, clearly, as Betsy was saying, the economy is having an effect of people leaving the workforce altogether. But seeing these other demographic trends, could it be that people are staying in school longer, that you do have the situation where retirees, baby boomers, are actually retiring sooner than many of us thought, that we thought that they would keep working past 65, and maybe we're not seeing that. And then, of course, there are these other trends that started before the recession. In particular, as Betsy was pointing out, men, you saw a decline in their labor force participation rate back to 2006, 2005. And that may be, you know, the continued shift that we're seeing in our economy from a manufacturing economy to more of a service economy, where there's just fewer of those jobs that often men held those jobs, or construction jobs. Those were definitely a drop-off that we saw in the recession in construction. So that may be – it may not be just as simple as, gee, the economy is doing bad and let's point the finger at Obama, nor is it as easy for Obama to say, look, I'm bringing down the unemployment rate. There could be demographics here that are having an effect on why unemployment's going down.
Well, and there are also cultural changes going on as well, Betsy. I mean, I read that in many ways, with the number of people who are homeschooling their kids, even though that's a small number, it does affect it, because those are cases in which there's a parent staying home. They've left the workforce to stay home.
Well, you know, absolutely. People choose to do other things besides work. You know, we don't actually see this being driven by a lot of women dropping out of the labor force. Certainly, they've had declines, but the bigger declines have been among men. But of course, either men or women can homeschool their children. And they can make, you know, careers are long and people are realizing that. And people are stepping out of the labor force for a bunch of reasons we don't fully understand. Some of them might be things we should be concerned about, and some of them might not.
Well, I mean, I would say the thing that's worrisome is that if these people, I mean, if you are out of work, I mean, forgetting whether or not the labor force rate is up or down, the people who are unemployed right now, we're seeing this increasing trend of very long-term unemployed. The Pew Foundation has been looking at this number, and they just came out with a recent report that found, you know, that really about 30% of people who are unemployed have been so for more than a year. And the big concern there, and I know Betsy can talk about this, is that the longer you're out of work, the more skills you lose contacts. It makes getting back into the workplace harder. And are some of those people who are transitioning out of the workforce, those who've just been, they really are discouraged that they just don't have the contacts anymore to keep working.
But Betsy, I mean, what does this mean? We have a shrinking workforce. Nobody's arguing that. There's a lot of different reasons for the workforce to shrink, and it means it falsely deflates the unemployment number. But in the end, what does that mean in terms of our economy going forward? Does that mean it's going to be more difficult for us to get back to growth?
Well, what's going to be more difficult for us to get back to growth is the fact that we have human capital eroding as people are out of the labor force. I mean, that whether they're out of the labor force because they can't find a job and they're actively looking, or they're out of the labor force because they've given up hope, I mean, the kind of things that Charlie was just talking about are, you know, people lose skills when they're not working. And even when we get them back into the labor force, they might not be as productive as if we had been able to keep them actively engaged in the labor force through the whole period. I think that's a real concern. But it's worth noting that, you know, one of the benefits of having extended unemployment insurance, giving people those 99 weeks, is we have seen fewer people dropping out of the labor force than we typically see in a recession and among people who are long-term unemployed. You, in order to keep getting those UI benefits, you have to keep looking for work, and that is typically what people do. So we do not have the kind of dropout rates that we've typically seen in the past in the data. That's kept more people in the labor force. But in every cyclical downturn, there's two things that happen. The unemployment rate rises, and some people stop looking because they say, hey, the returns to looking are low.
Right. Betsy Stevenson is a former chief economist with the Labor Department. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for our partner station, WNYC.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.